Greetings, everyone. This is James Gillen on As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. And we've got some interesting things happening. At the end of the show, I hope we can get to some calls, but there's quite a few things I want to cover. I want to get the announcements out of the way. We do have the teleconference. That's an ongoing thing Wednesday night. And so if you want to check that out, we've got the Skywatch Weekends coming up. And then in a couple of weeks, we've got Laura Eisenhower coming in. And she's going to be doing the Be the Shift retreat. And there's quite a few speakers, you know, coming up on that one. And then the end of October, we'll be doing the Self-Mastery Retreat in the Galactic Medicine Wheel with Tashina. She's living on the Hopi Reservation right now, and she'll be coming down. She's actually at Standing Rock right now, I believe, dealing with a lot of that nonsense. I know she was there, and she might have gone home to the reservation and then probably on her way back. But we were going to have her on the show tonight to give us an update on that, but she's out of cell phone range. What they're doing there is they're blocking the cell phones. I'll go more into that a little bit later. I do want to do a shout out to Peter Maxwell Slattery and Solara Antari and Brendan Murray in Australia. And that's ESADI Australia. They're really holding it down there and having some amazing things happen. So Brendan Murray is king of the Raven tribe, and he's working on straightening out things there on his country and getting his people straightened out. So basically his people are all of us, because we all have Aboriginal DNA in us. Mainly, if you knew the real history of Earth, you'd realize they were the original people and the ones that had been genetically manipulated. And we all have that DNA within us. So we're all Aboriginal people to some degree or another. But a lot of things going on there. We're still have a little hold up on some of the projects that we're working on. We're still waiting for this funding stuff to go through, but it's close. It's getting really close. The big thing in the news today over and over again is about Hillary leaving the memorial. And I don't know if you heard last night's show, I said Hillary's going to collapse. She's not going to make it, you know, to be the president, the next president, and mainly because the military won't have it, I'm sure. Nobody wants to follow her. And two, her karma is coming home. And three, she's just too sick to make it. I mean, it's really sad, but, you know, there's all kinds of YouTube videos about her collapsing and being tossed into a van, you know, like a rag. And one of them actually looks like she's handcuffed. And the more closer you look at it, looks like she's handcuffed. And somebody was saying she was wearing shackles and weird shoes, but I couldn't see that part. But it did look, she did have her hands behind her back, and they kind of strong-armed her. And what was really weird is that her head was doing that bobble thing at the same time, you know, and she tripped and collapsed again. And so I, you know, that video, I'm just not sure about it. I mean, it did look like her hands were behind. It looked like she could have been handcuffed, but rightly so. I mean, she has so much dirt. Maybe it's finally catching up to her. I know there's been a lot of public statements about, you know, they seem to be finally covering, you know, some of the nonsense that she's done and pulled, and how she's just bulletproof, you know. I think her bulletproof days are over. But anyway, there's, you know, we're right in the middle of a full moon right now, and that's, talk about intense energy. I get really wigged out about 3 days before and a couple days after the full moon. I can really feel the energy, and so I find it really hard to sleep, and I'm amped up. And then we've got solar flares, and then we have the higher dimensional beings also kicking the energy up. So, you know, I know a lot of people feel like you want to just jump out of your skin right now, and you might be a little snappy and a little irritable, and that's because these energies coming in are amplifying and agitating everything. But it's a good thing, you know. You know, take a look at what it's agitating, you know, agitating. Just totally tune into it, feel it, go into it, and just release it, let it go. But you know, it's just one of those things. We're actually going through Mercury retrograde too, which is pretty crazy. Which is driving me crazy, because we have a gate, and we have this ongoing gate thing, and I don't understand why it is so hard for people to punch a code in and drive through the gate and just keep going. I mean, everything's automatic, and oh, the gate didn't close, we have to go close it. Oh, it's stuck. Yeah, it's stuck because it's not a gate and it has a motor on it. You know, just keep going. The gate shuts by itself. And, you know, there's just a lot of things like that happening here constantly. You know, if the gate stuck, we have a big sign there: do not push the gate, don't force the gate. And inevitably, people forget the code. They don't, they go there, they try to shove the gate open, they tear up the whole gate. I have to go down and put it back together again, recalibrate everything, and it's really getting old. So people, please kind of get a little gate etiquette going. And there's a big sign that tells you what to do. You punch the code in, you drive through the gate, and you keep going. And if it doesn't open, if there's something going on where it's messed up, there's a phone number right there on the gate, and a big sign says, do not force the gate. So please read the signs. But that being said, it just makes a lot of work for us to go down there and have to redo the whole thing constantly, and a lot of wear and tear on the gate. But love that gate, though. You know, we do love our privacy here on the off days, and when we have people just driving up, we get some pretty crazy stuff going on out there, and people coming up with strange ideas about the ranch. And, you know, they think they can just drive up here, hang out, and say, hey, where's dinner? You know, where's my room? And, you know, I've got four kids, and where do I park? You know, it's like, you go, whoa, 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 wait a minute. You know, there's a process. There's a process that we do here that, you know, you call, you say you want to volunteer. There's a vetting process that goes on, and then we decide if you're what we're looking for. And then we do have a 3-day limit where everybody can come up and hang out. But there is a process that we have to go through. So, you know, don't grab your car because jump in your car because and pack up your family and your cousins and uncles and aunts and drive to Yosemite because Spirit told you, you know, because we don't get the memo. If your Spirit told you, a lot of times Spirit doesn't give us the memo. And so, you know, things get a little confusing at times. And I can go more into that, but I won't. I'll just leave that alone. Standing Rock Resistance. There's a standingrockresistanceradio.com. So if you want to get the latest and update about what's happening on Standing Rock, and those who don't know what's happening on Standing Rock, they're trying to put this massive pipeline right through the reservation there. And they're plowing right through burial grounds, ancient burial grounds. It's just they're tearing the place up as usual. And not getting any of the proper permits, not having anything. They got some federal legislation or permit that allows them to just go in there and tear up everything and just cruise right on through the reservation. Now, I thought it was really interesting. They have these checkpoints, and they're grilling everybody. Now, if you're white, you can drive right through the checkpoint, most likely. But if you look Native American, you're going to be grilled, and you're going to have all kinds of problems, you know, to getting through these checkpoints. So it is Gestapo. You know, they are pulling that stunt. Over 8,000 people showed up, you know, in protest of this pipeline going through. Everybody's saying, we don't want it, and we don't need it. We haven't needed oil since the 30s, and we need to stop forcing this oil down people's throats when we don't even need it. You know, we can actually run cars on water right now. We have the technology, and we've had the technology for free energy and anti-gravity and counter-gravity since the 30s. The Germans, we got it from the Germans. So come on, guys, let's stop pushing this agenda and raping the land and tearing up the ancient burial grounds and, you know, pissing off the ancestors. You know, people don't realize you pull stuff like that, that has consequences, and you have things follow you, and they'll follow you home, and they'll mess with your families and everything else. Unseen influence is what I'm talking about. So not a good idea to do things like that, because there's some really bad karma involved in that, and you don't want to piss off the ancestors because things happen. Yeah, so there'll be a lot of accidents, all kinds of problems happen. You know, a lot of people end up turning into alcoholics and things like that afterwards just to try to numb out the voices that are pissed off at them later on in life. But anyway, good idea to stay away from, you know, doing anything that's harmful or trespassing on others and just not working out there. I thought it was amazing 8,000 people showed up. That's quite a protest, you know, but it's a peaceful protest, and it's going really well. The latest news is the government granted them a permit to protest on their own reservation. Now, is there something missing here? Did I miss something that they cannot protest bulldozers and coming across their own reservation and ripping it to pieces and tearing up the land and going through the burial grounds and everything else? They need a permit so they can say, hey, this isn't cool, you know? I don't know if I'm missing something here, but, you know, it's like, it's just so ridiculous. Like granting them a permit, you can protest on your own reservation. It blows me away. I look at that and I just go, this is like the height of arrogance. And I think it was Lao Tse Tsung, one of those guys said, you know, it's the height of arrogance to set oneself up as king over another man, and or to govern another man. And we've reached those heights. You know, it's unbelievable. There's many things going on in the news. You know, I haven't followed this. All of a sudden, everything went silent. I don't know what's happening with the Bundy Ranch and the other stuff that's going on there, but from what I've heard, and that they actually did an eminent domain thing and actually have taken the property, hopefully maybe somebody can call in and give me a heads up on that. And you know that Hillary and company actually had sold all the mineral rights to, you know, Russian and Chinese groups and things like that. And so what happened was good old Obama went over there to China, and they didn't even want him off the plane. They didn't want to deal with him in any way whatsoever. And they're saying, you're not an honorable man because of what he did to the ranchers there. They want to do business in an honorable way. And so because there is no honor there, I do believe all those contracts and all those deals just went out the window. And same thing happened in the Philippines. You know, he was totally shunned both in China and the Philippines. So anyway, you know, America is not going to be business as usual because the rest of the world is pretty much fed up with, you know, the lack of integrity and the how far people will go to make a buck. You know, and if it means, you know, killing innocent people and stealing their land, you know, it doesn't matter. They're gonna go the limit. You know, so it's all about making a buck. You know, the old Fast and Furious. You know, sell guns to Mexico and drugs. Do whatever you want. You know, it's all about making the big buck. And we can go further than that. There is word that the Queen has thrown in the towel. So we'll see what happens there. She's done here, you know, her group and whatever reptilian entities that have been running the show here, I think are on their way out. Most of them have been escorted out, and I think there's just a few holdouts, and they're being taken out as we speak. But I want to tell you something. What happens when you have a puppet, and let's say you give all your power away and you sell your soul through ritual or through whatever, and so you're after just pure, you know, just unbridled greed and wealth at any expense, you know, at the expense of humanity and the earth. When people do that and they sell their souls and these other entities step in, it could be a demonic entity, it could be a reptilian, a gray. There's a lot of different beings. Serpent beings can step in and take over. When you do that, you know, this physical body does not align up. It doesn't align itself with those energies. And it's very, very hard on the physical body. And so a lot of these people age really fast. They start degenerating. And when that being leaves, when you break your contract with that entity, your body just goes to hell in a handbasket very fast. And so basically some of these people have just been basically like a puppet orchestrated by these other beings and held up. And as soon as these beings are taken out of the picture, you know, these dark forces are taken out of the picture, that body or that little puppet they've been operating seems to start malfunctioning and falling apart. And that's what we're seeing right now. So we're seeing a lot of these people who were high on the totem pole that seem to be in control of things and running things, the powers that were, are losing their puppet masters. And now they're just floundering out there. And that's it's getting quite interesting just watching all this unfold. The global reset and the redemption, all of that stuff is very close to coming together. I've kind of been warning people for a long time that it's not yet. You know, things have not been signed on the highest level, that it's not there yet. Other things have to be in place. We have to get rid of the war and the disease profiteers and the people that are blocking these things from happening and restore the republic and get back and get our country back, and then everything will flow through. Well, all that's in place and things are coming together right now, and luckily the military is stepping up to the plate and saying enough's enough and you know, going in there and getting these funds that have been taken and absconded with and moved and things like that and putting them back in their rightful place. So things are going to be moving very quickly now, because things are, you know, back to where they should be, and the people that are blocking them have been, are being taken care of. So a lot of people heard rumors about, you know, the Red Dragons putting a ton of gold, a bounty on the heads of a lot of the, you know, Illuminati boys and things like that, and they seem to be panning out or true, because a lot of them are just disappearing, you know, very quickly. But anyway, that being said, you know, I don't like to play in those areas. That's not my forte. You know, it's like I'm all about awakening and healing and, you know, assisting and empowering people to lead themselves, you know, and move in that direction. And that's my focus mainly. But, you know, sometimes we have to deal with this other stuff. We have to take a good, hard look at it and see how we are participating in it and how we might be supporting, you know, this, the beast, you might say, or the dark hearts, and pull away. You know, because we are going to have to pull away from this. The beast is in its death throes. It's going down. The prophecies, you know, a lot of the Lakota prophecies talk about this. You know, they talk about, for those who haven't heard this before, they talk about a beast, and the beast is 2,000 miles wide, which covers the reign of the beast for 2,000 years. And the beast is all-consuming. It wants to just dominate and control everyone. And right towards the last days, the beast actually consumes itself. And we're in that process of the beast consuming itself. And the beasts are the major corporations and the Illuminati and all these people that are playing the separation game. And the unity consciousness, the wave of energy coming in, is taking out the beast. You know, they're not frequency specific to where the earth is going. So basically, in the end of the prophecy, it talks about the star nations returning and the earth healing very quickly, you know, a lot of it due to their technologies. So that's the next phase. The higher dimensional beings are stepping in right now and kicking up the frequencies and using their technologies. And pretty soon we'll have a lot of those technologies ourselves, you know, to turn this planet back into its original intention, which is actually to be in Eden and to go forward. And, you know, so we're... the people being here in the earth itself could rise to its greatest potential, you know, but it was hijacked. So the hijackers are being taken care of. They're being removed, and it's up to us to start doing our part, you know, to reset the earth and get it back on track again. And there's a lot of different ways you can do that. But, you know, there's so many different things I can cover tonight. I just wanted to cover those main things that... you know, things are moving forward. You know, having 8,000 people show up at that protest was pretty intense. You know, the whole world is looking at this right now. It's Standing Rock. And I'm really hoping to get some more information out of there, because I don't know what the latest is going on. There's been kind of a blockout. They've been blocking out all the cell phones in the area so they can't call out. And it's been a real mess, you know. So you know, I have a lot of friends that are there right now. And I was hoping that they'd maybe give us a call, and you know, and some of them were going to try to call in and tell us what was going on, but obviously because of the censorship program going on there, which is another right they've taken over, you know, your right to privacy and your right to well, communicate and things like that, that's been taken out. But you know, it's just unbelievable, you know, what's going on here. And that's, I think this is going to come to an end. This jackboot program that the Illuminati have been running is about ready to come to an end. And, you know, men in blue out there, you need to wake up and figure this one out too, because there's karma there as well, you know. Now, I heard some things about some of the news is that the Army Corps of Engineers and the Department of Justice and the Department of the Interior have all said, hey, we're not buying this. We're not going to be supporting this program, and you're not going to be bringing that pipeline through our land. So we'll see where that goes. You know, it's sad when you have corruption at the very top levels and they're cashing in on these things. You know, it's very hard to shut these things down, but you get enough people and you get enough prayers out there and enough intention going, you know, you can actually stop the beast, you know, in its tracks. And that's what needs to happen, because this beast is doing all it can to stay alive, and it can't, you know, it can't stay alive. It's just not going to hang in there. There's tonight, I wanted to say a little thing about the you know, I really appreciate the white hats and the people coming forward and doing their job, you know, to get things turned around. But, you know, guys, these chemtrails, they have just been slamming us again with chemtrails. We had a 2 or 3 days where they quit. It was wonderful. But now they came in and slammed us again, and people are getting sick and getting headaches. I was driving down the road today because they always chemtrail really hard, sometimes right before it rained. And when I was driving the road, we have this little dip in the road where a little bit of water kind of puddles up, and it is full of suds. I mean, the whole road is full of suds. And every time they chemtrail heavy and we get some rain, this whole area just suds up like crazy. And it's not because somebody dropped some detergent there or anything else. It's been doing that for like 3 or 4 years at least now. Every time we get some heavy chemtrailing, this whole road just suds up. And you can see the suds in other places as well. But the car tires, you know, actually start sudsing up whatever they're spraying on us, you know. But all we know now is that they're spraying aluminum, barium, and strontium, and several other things, and cadmium, and a lot of heavy metals that are accumulative. They're very detrimental to our immune system, our bodies as well. And they're shutting down our immune systems, and God knows what else they've got in there. They've got some other either molds or hybrids, you know. They have things that are part mold, part bacteria, and part nanotechnology that they're spraying. So I might sound a little stuffed up today, and that's because of our beloved government doing the chemtrails. So anyway, you know, the generals out there, the white hats, and if anybody are connected with these generals, can you please tell them to stop the chemtrails? We have to stop this. This is insane. They need to stop doing this. It's they're destroying the crops. They're destroying the forest. They're destroying human health. You know, they're totally destroying the children who don't have their immune systems up to par yet, and the elderly. They're taking them out, and you know, that's called treason. You know, that's called genocide. There's a few other words to go with that, and so a lot of these people that are in very high positions that are bragging about how, you know, they're going to take out, you know, contain the population control or whatever through the inoculations and through the chemtrails and things like that. You know, we need to hold them, their feet to the fire. Now, if you're a man of integrity and you really believe we're overpopulated and we need to, you know, we need to end this population expansion or whatever else, you know, you might want to try starting with yourself. You know, so that's what I've said to several key people that felt they were too important to be taken out, but they said it was a good idea to take out all these lesser beings. You know, there are no lesser beings in unity consciousness. We're all equal. We're all God's children, and time to wake up and smell the coffee. So the bottom line is, doesn't matter, you know, what color you are, what culture you are, what belief you are. We all came from the same source, and we all return to the same source. We're all family, and it's called unity consciousness, and we all exist within the unified field. So time to wake up and smell the coffee, and what you do to others, you do to yourself. You know, so it's all connected. So anyway, that being said, you know, it's time to start waking up and smelling the coffee. You know, you can't go out there and, you know, hammer on peaceful people protesting because they love the earth. You know, you can't, you know, go out there and hammer on people who are had the misfortune of not having money or funds or just trying to barely hang in there. You know, you can't hammer on somebody because they're a different color than you. You know, all this stuff has got to come to an end. We all have to start coming together and pulling together and working in harmony with each other to turn this planet around. And that is the direction it's going. So, you know, I don't care if you're green, purple, red, black, yellow, white, you know, whatever color you are, you know, let's all hang out together and start working together to turn this planet around. There are green people out there, and there are purple people out there. They're just not on the planet. Some are in the interior, though, but that's a whole nother show. But anyway, that being said, you know, we really need to, like, you know, start standing tall in our own divinity and start standing tall for unity consciousness and ride that wave and let go of all the nonsense that doesn't align with it. You know, it's very, very important. I want to open up for call-ins and see if we've got any call-ins. We've got a few little glitches here with the computer. It looks like they're coming back on, but we're looking good here. So if you want to call in, and especially if you have some news about Standing Rock and what's going on there, the latest, I'd love for you to call in. And the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And even if you want to talk about the shifts of energy you've been feeling lately, because, you know, people are calling us up and they go, what is going on? You know, like, and they feel the energy going through the roof, and a lot of people getting pretty irritable, and you know, a lot of people just flipping out that ordinarily are pretty centered. So, you know, it's part of the process. You know, it's also part of Mercury retrograde, and a full moon, you know, has a lot to do with it. But there's even more than that. There's more energy coming in, some very intense energy coming in. So, you know, you've got these 11th dimensional ships and their consciousness going into the collective consciousness of the Earth right now. You've got the Pleiadians, the Andromedans, the Orion Council of Light, the Arcturians, Sirians, all of these beings stepping in and doing their part in their own unique way to assist this shift, to turn this around. And you have a lot of beings that aren't so nice that are being escorted off the planet right now. And that's in full force. So there's a lot going on, you know. So there's going to be a bit of chaos and a bit of change happening. But, you know, we're just going to have to flow with it. You know, that's just the way it is. One of the things I've seen over and over again is that with this shift, there are beings that are monitoring the energies coming to the Earth, and they're doing all they can to keep the chaos down to a minimum, you know, so we don't hit World War III. And you know, the Russians and the Chinese are doing a lot, you know, to kind of chill this out and get rid of the mafia that's been running the world lately, and bring in a more fair and just system. And so, you know, it's time for us to do our part and help to get this taken care of. I think eventually we won't have money. I think right now we have to do some work and bring back the prosperity consciousness and bring back unity consciousness and get things going. We will have to have money for an internship, and there'll be a lot more available money coming in to do a lot of humanitarian projects. But eventually we need to get to a place where we just don't need money, and we don't need money. And we have to change our mindset to that. You know, it's like, you know, the if you really understand what unity consciousness is all about and what abundance is all about and how higher civilization exists, you'll realize that money is not necessary. They don't have monetary systems on the higher dimensions. They don't need them. But anyways, looks like we've got Tim on line one. Tim, are you with us?
Yep.
Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hey, thanks for having me. First of all, I just want to tell you thanks for everything you do. Listen to you a bunch, and it's always good to hear someone with such a positive message as opposed to a lot of the messages out there. So I appreciate that.
Great.
And I want to talk about. I live in LA, and been watching the skies here for the last few years, and I'm not sure if you've been down in LA recently, but you know, basically for the last 3 or 4 months, there's been basically zero chemtrails here, which has been very interesting to me. And every single day I'm outside looking at the skies, and I talk to a bunch of people, and you know, so they're gone from LA. The sky is amazing. Mm. It's blue. There's fluffy clouds. I'm from the Midwest, and I've been in LA for 6 years, and never saw these type clouds. And you know, I was doing some research, and I came across this website that you may want to check out. I'm not affiliated with it or anything, but it's called Kembo.com, and they do like an Oregon energy, and I forget the scientist that they had worked with, but they had studied, and you know, they're basically saying that they're helping out, and so I don't know, there's a woman on there, I forget her name, but anyway, so that was interesting because I'm always thinking like, why are the chemtrails gone? Like, what is going on? And I know you've always said that it's not over till the chemtrails are gone. And I kind of listen to your show every week and I say, hey, seems like they're, you know, you touched on it today already. So it's really interesting. But, you know, the chemtrails in LA are gone. They have not, I've not seen one for 2 to 3 months, not even one.
Wow, that's awesome.
Very interesting. And she documents it on her site. anyway, so that was interesting. And the other thing I wanted to talk about was the Hillary video, which you also brought up, and that whole thing. And, you know, my kind of take is if they're showing us this video, they want us to see it.
Yeah.
You know, there was one person was standing there with a camera. There was no press except one person. I don't think so. So that's really interesting. And you could check out this guy called iSpy who does a video analysis of it, which is, it's just ridiculous. It's clearly staged. Clearly.
Yeah.
The whole thing is staged. That you know, he breaks it down. I'm not some kind of technical guy, but it's iSpy on YouTube. You'll see it, watch 10 minutes of it. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of my main two points. I did want to ask you, I know you don't like to be, tied down on timelines, but in terms of, is a lot of this stuff going to happen before the election, do you think, or after the election, or if there is an election? But do you think this, you know, the reset and everything is before or after?
Actually, I think it's going to happen before, and just because of a lot of my sources. I mean, it was right on the edge of happening a couple of weeks ago, and then there's a couple, you know, roadblocks that were thrown in there, but those roadblocks have been removed. And, you know, monies have been transferred. They're where they're supposed to be right now. And the people have been held accountable. I won't go into that, that did it, you know, that took the funds. But, you know, they were pretty rough on those guys. But anyway, it's going to be happening really soon. Again, I can't lock it in, but I think before this month is over. Some of the stuff is starting to move already, but it's going to really start moving before, you know, it could be as close as next week. But I would say definitely before December, there's going to be a lot of movement, you know, a lot of stuff moving around there. And, you know, definitely I think it is going to happen before the elections.
All right, great, because the more research I do, and I've been researching this for years, the more I get into it, the more I realize how dark and deep it really goes, and that I'm thinking I've been actually sick myself with bronchitis for whatever reason, but I'm sitting around for 4 days off work and doing a lot of research, and I'm saying this stuff is really deep. We need some help because we're not getting out of this on our own, you know.
It is. It's so ugly and so deep, and, you know, humanity didn't get here on their own either. They didn't get this dark and ugly on their own. So I think, you know, it's only fair that the other guys step in and remove some of that, you know, so we can, you know, step up to the plate and make the changes necessary.
Right, because like you said, there's 8,000 people out there protesting. That's a big protest, 8,000 people. What's that going to do? You know, I mean, unless we get some help, that's not going to do anything. I mean, they're doing their best, but they still need help.
Yeah.
You know, 10,000
you know,
people
I think
showing
too,
up somewhere
just
if they show
bringing
up.
This- Well, bringing this public and getting this out in the public about what's going on and just the blatant disrespect for, you know, Mother Earth, for the Lakota Nation and all the other nations that are involved in this and just the way they're going about it, I think, is just – it's part of the process of exposing them for who they are. And then the second phase of that is that they'll be taken out by their own hand. But they have to surface, you know, and this is the beast surfacing, and people are seeing, you know, the different aspects of the beast, and then, you know, eventually people are just going to say, you know what, we just don't need this anymore. We're not playing this game anymore. We're not going to participate.
Yeah, when I talk to people, even my own family, and I kind of throw them a little thing of, do they understand? They're just not on the same page, and that's what's tough is people really are. They just can't see it. You know, they're just really far behind of what's going on, whether it's people at work or whatever. And I try and kind of throw these little tidbits out there to people and, you know, give them what, you know, I'm teaching people about chemtrails. I'm like, is that a cloud? And they're, what? You know, and it's like, I'm opening people's eyes, but they don't want to see it. So it's tough. But anyway, thanks so much. If this stuff all happens before the election, hopefully we will meet sometime up at your ranch because, you know, that's where I'd like to be, this come and meet you. So thanks a lot for all your hard work, and appreciate your help.
Oh, thanks for calling in. And again, if anybody else wants to call in, the numbers are 888-627-6008. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I'm really hoping that this is the case down there. Now, I haven't gotten any calls from L.A., you know, as far as the chemtrails and what's going on there. So, you know, it's good news because nobody's called me and said, hey, they're hammering us down here. But I'm getting calls from all over Oregon and Washington here, and they're hammering it hard here. They're doing some pretty heavy. We get our own special batch here, being that, you know, it's funny because they won't do anything during the week. And then all of a sudden, Friday night, when everybody's out here skywatching, here comes the planes. And they just start dumping chemtrail after chemtrail after chemtrail. And they used to not do that, you know, but it seems like now it's like clockwork. And there is a general over there, I think actually was a colonel, and I think he's at McCord Air Force Base, and he's retired. And he was having a few drinks and bragging how they've been spraying the UFO ranch, you know, and chemtrailing the hell out of us. So, you know, it's happening at McCord, and hopefully if there are some generals over there that are white hats, yeah, you might want to look into that and put an end to this guy and what they're doing here. And, you know, maybe tell this guy, you know, you might want to think about a little word called treason and see how that fits in your portfolio, especially when you're retiring. But, you know, it's not going to work out too well. But anyway, you know, you can't pull that off and not expect consequences. And I think that, you know, the pilots, you know, a lot of the pilots have come forward and said that we don't want to do this. They said, we do not want to spray, you know, do these chemtrail runs and things like that. And they made it very clear. And a lot of the planes are automated now. They're just drones. But the pilots that were flying are just saying, you know, we don't want to do this anymore. We know what we're spraying. We know the consequences. And it's not good, you know, for anybody, and they don't want to do it anymore. So I think enough of the pilots, if they just say, hey, we're done, and, you know, and all the maintenance people that are working on these planes just say, we're not doing it anymore, you know, we can turn this thing around. But, you know, make no doubt about it, is you are part of a genocidal program if you are working with the chemtrails. And if you're, you know, committing genocide on the American people, and you've taken an oath to protect and serve and an oath to protect the Constitution and the people here, then you've just betrayed that oath. So might want to go back and look at that oath and have a little impeccable integrity attack and honor and see what happens there. But, you know, something needs to happen. But, yeah, it's a no-brainer, you know. You just don't do stuff. The very people that you're sworn to protect and serve. You know, it's not that complicated, folks, you know. But anyway, you know, as far as the chemtrails, I wanted to give some solutions. What's really good to do is get a really good ionic foot bath. And a lot of these heavy metals and these toxins go down to your feet. Now, when somebody dies and they want to test to see if he was poisoned, they take blood out of the big toe usually, because it goes right down to your feet, you know, comes out your feet. And so a lot of these toxins are coming out. Pain is also coming out through your feet too. So these ionic foot baths are really nice. If you get a good one, you know, that's running DC current through your body, and start doing these foot baths, that'll pull a lot of the toxins out of your system. Also too, whatever detox program you can get going, there's a lot of them. Start doing a lot of juicing. You know, a lot of leafy greens and kale and things like that will help. I know cilantro, which I'm not a big fan of, actually takes a lot of the metals out of your system. There's a lot of different things that help pull these metals out of your system. So, you know, do some research and look into different cleansing programs, you know, and change your diet, you know, stop eating the really heavy stuff and, you know, lighten up your diet a bit. But, you know, we're going to have to make the changes and do what we need to do to get through these times, you know, to get us. Because it's here, you know, it's really sad because our gardens here, every year for quite some time, I've had just lush gardens and, you know, massive squash and turnips and everything else just growing like crazy. So you know, it's been really interesting. This past few years, we've been watching the garden. In our first garden, we got hit in like July and late June with a frost that knocked most of it out. A lot of the things aren't growing because of all the barium salts and the chemtrails that they're spraying, you know, on the gardens. Things aren't growing. Our second garden that, you know, we came in and hit it again, replanted a lot of stuff, is doing all right. You know, it's doing okay. We are getting you know, a lot of spinach and lettuce and things like that and squash and coming in, but it's kind of, it's not looking good. You know, it's our squash has already been hit by a frost. So we get a late frost now, an early frost, and the weather conditions are just all over the scale here, which makes it hard for gardening. And whatever they're spraying, the barium salts and the other stuff is not not working out too well. But, you know, so hopefully one day we can go in there and get rid of this stuff, you know, get, you know, put an end to this, whatever they're spraying. Hello. Is somebody on?
Yeah.
Okay. So Ethan, is this Ethan on line one?
Well, my name is Brian.
Okay, we got you, Brian. All right. So, yeah, that was interesting. All of a sudden you came on, and I didn't even get the notice that you're on the line. So.
Oh, hey, James. Is this James? Because I'm listening to the radio, too. I guess I should have I've just turned that down.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, welcome to the show.
Oh, okay. Let me turn this down. This is just a brief message from Chicago area, and I kind of side with the Los Angeles guy. I work outside. I caretake an estate, and I'm doing gardening all day, and we've got blue skies all the time. We don't have chemtrails here. I've seen a trail, the contrail that went over, that kind of puffed out a little bit like you see, and it lasted quite a while, and then it pretty well dissipated. I've never since all this chemtrail conversation started and you saw these checkerboard patterns, I have never seen a checkerboard pattern here in Chicago area. You know, that kind of crisscross type stuff. So just wanted to let you know that, you know, maybe it's not everywhere. I really sympathize with your situation because of all this Morgellons thing that's connected with it and stuff. You know, that's just horrendous.
Yeah, it is getting pretty interesting. I know the I just got a headline. Somebody popped a headline in on me, but it's not coming in. But on my email, but something about a bomb went off somewhere. I don't know if you've heard anything recently, but I can't find it. It's weird. It popped in on the little headliner, and then it popped off, and it's gone. But anyway, hopefully we'll find out more about that probably in the next show. But, you know, what's interesting is that, I mean, they're hitting this place really hard, undeniably hard. They're hitting, you know, the Hood River area. Uh-huh. Which is local to us, and Seattle, they're hitting Seattle quite heavy too, and so a lot of people in Portland and Seattle have been calling in, and maybe they're specifically targeting this area for some reason.
That's what I'm wondering.
Well, I know one thing that the Bushes used to say: never go to Portland. Do not go to Portland. Do not give talks there. They said the Portland people are crazy, you know, because every time they've come here, they've been run out of the country, you know. So, they have all these riots and people surrounding, you know, wherever they're staying, and they have to usher them out the back door and get out of Dodge. But that might be the case, you know. It might be because there is, you know, so much resistance in this area to their plans and what they're doing that they're hitting this area much harder. You know, last night we had a really bizarre thing, and we still haven't found out what it was about, but we had a pretty large helicopter come in, and right on the mountain, they landed on the mountain, which is unheard of, and that's all Native American land up there. It's wilderness area. You cannot bring a vehicle or anything in, and the only time you can bring something in, if it's a rescue, if somebody's, you know, having a heart attack or a broken leg or something, you know, every once in a while they'll come in, which hardly ever happens up there. But what's really bizarre is that we had the weirdest thing here. There was three or four lights on the mountain moving all over the place and moving over lava fields and glaciers and things like that. Then this helicopter comes in and actually lands and shines its light right on the cave that we have objects coming in and out of, shines its light on that, and then they move around and shine their light on the door that opens. There's this door that generates with a light force that opens up. They shine their light on that, which was really bizarre. And then they're there for quite some time on the ground. It looked like some kind of an operation going on up there. Mm-hmm. And they shine their light exactly on the two places where the ships come in and out, which to me was, I mean, it could be a fluke and they're just doing a rescue, but it doesn't make sense why they would shine their light right on those spots. And then there's all these other lights moving all over the mountain that were still going off while they were there, while whatever this helicopter was there. And it looked like a pretty large helicopter that came in. And yeah. And then they took off. And what's even weirder is we didn't hear it. That helicopter was totally silent. You know, we didn't hear the helicopter.
Are you that close to hearing it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we would definitely hear it. If it was a normal, you know, if it was a normal helicopter, you would hear it. And so we get Black Hawks and military, and, you know, black helicopters coming through her all the time. We hear them a mile away coming, you know, and more than that, we hear them quite a few miles away, and they're pretty loud. And so, you know, we didn't hear. It was weird. You didn't hear anything, and that was the weirdest part. So there's something going on up there on the mountain. I don't know what exactly. Hopefully, we can find out. But I'm really hoping it's not, you know, some clandestine operation where they're going in there and trying to, you know, start World War IV or something like that with the inner Earth guys.
Have you heard anything about this stuff with Antarctica? This guy named Brian had an interview with Linda Moulton Howe, and these scientists were disappearing. They found he wasn't supposed to talk about it, and he was talking about it in a restaurant. And he got a call from the NSA, and they had actually overheard his conversation in a remote restaurant after he left Antarctica. It was, and then you know, they're warning him not to talk about it. And he said, "Who is this?" You know, and they said, "You know, how did you know? How could you hear us? You know, how could you hear me and know all this?" They told him exactly what he was talking about, the whole conversation, and he said, "We know everything. We know everything." It was about scientists down there that also disappeared, and there was a big hole in Antarctica that evidently was some kind of a base for aliens down there. It was really kind of interesting. I don't know if I can retrieve that. It might have been on, you know, Alexandra has a newsletter every day. I can't imagine. Yeah. Do you have any idea of how she comes up with all these unbelievable stories every single damn day?
Yeah, I mean, she has other people surfing the net for her, and I do too, and people send me stuff all the time. But yeah, she's right on top of it. She's got a great site.
Yeah, and great interviews with people, and you know, this this guy Apollo, that young guy.
Yeah,
Apollo. Yeah. I think his name is Apollo, isn't he? He's kind of a young guy. He has his hair combed back.
Yeah, he's actually coming up here with Laura Eisenhower and a few others in about two weeks.
I saw his name there. Yeah.
There's four or five people coming up that are going to be doing speaking and working, giving out a lot of new information.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really fantastic. Who was the lady? I've been talking to her on Skype, and I'm just kind of really mind sort of foggy because I'm doing this 21-day process. Do you know who Jasmuheen is, the lady who lives on light?
I think I've heard about her. I don't know much about her, but I've heard about her.
Yeah, she's lives on prana, evidently. Yeah. And she has a 21-day process, and I just, for the heck of it, I started it because the lady who was, you had an interview with the harmonic reactor lady person. Do you remember what her first name was?
It's right on the top of my head.
She's working with aliens with this teleporter.
Yeah, Marina.
Marina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she I've been doing a couple Skype sessions with her. She's working on this teleporter that the Council of Nine are helping her to develop. Mm-hmm. And again, she's got her first few videos were all about juicing, which you were recommending.
Cleansing. Great.
And she had an interview with a Russian guy who was translated, and he was talking about the transition from vegetarian to vegan to a breatharian. So I got really, really interested in that, and so I kind of researched it and came up with a guy from another country. I think it was France, and that was translated, and he's a prana nourisher.
And, there's a lot of those out there. Hey, Brian, I've got about 10 other calls here, so I'm going to have to let you go.
I'm rambling. Thanks a lot, James.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
I think we've got Charles on line, too. Let's see if Charles is still with us.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show, Charles.
Hello. Hi, how you doing, James? Just to piggyback a little bit on the chemtrail thing, we're in Rochester, New York, and for the past week, we've been blanketed, especially yesterday. It was extraordinary yesterday at sunset to see the big W's coming, you know, right in front of the sun, and today we had a huge rainstorm. So it's a pretty benign area here in Rochester. I'm not sure what they're trying to do. Maybe the Finger Lakes, maybe there's a lot of produce grown in this area. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of strange that L.A. and Chicago are clear, and you're getting a lot, and we're getting a lot, so I don't understand that.
Yeah, it's pretty strange. Yeah. I've always wondered about that, why they hit certain areas, you know, and you know, and sometimes it's kind of weird in a way. It's good to know that we're not the only ones that are getting targeted, but I'm sorry that, you know, other people are getting targeted as well at the same time. But, thanks for calling in and letting us know about that.
Yeah, it's not too progressive here. I mean, Richard Dolan lives here. I mean, if they're trying to get Richard, I don't know. We actually talked, my wife and I talked to Laura Eisenhower a couple of weeks ago, and she has ties here, but not any longer. But it's just odd. Yeah, so I heard these two guys from L.A. and Chicago saying nothing's happening, so I don't know why they're hitting lesser populated areas.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense other than maybe they feel there's more resistance here or something. Something of that nature.
I don't know. Kind of a shame, but anyway, maybe I'll move to Chicago.
All right, well, thanks for giving us the update on that.
All right, thanks, James. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, let's see what we've got here. We've got, looks like we've got Nick on line 3. Nick, are you with us?
Yeah, I am calling from Costa Rica. Try to be real quick.
All right.
We at Chemtrails here have for several years. It's rainy, so now we're still seeing a lot. The other thing I wanted to say is, looks like our doubles out there for Hillary. And if you've heard, there's one of the top newscasters on CNN on Sunday night came out with a report that Hillary died at 9:50 p.m. And then at 11 o'clock news on ABC TV, they started out the news with the death of Hillary. And at the end of the newscast, they said, that was all false. All right, the other thing is on Rent.com, Rent Radio, Jeff Renz has been doing pictures of Hillary before and after, and she definitely looks different on, who she was before and if she did die. They can do some. I heard that Joyce Riley on the Power Hour had somebody on that voice recognition, and that the voices didn't match up, new one and the old one. And the face, definitely, she looks 10 or 15 years young now. But they can do face recognition, too. And he also had reverse speech on there with a fellow from Australia that's been doing it for about 30 years. And there's going to be more coming up first week on that. Rent's a good idea to check that out. But it looks like he'll probably big cash in.
We'll check in that. You know, Nick, I've got to let you go because you're breaking up really bad on this side. But we did get the gist of what you're saying, and we'll do some more research on that.
I hope you heard what I said, you know.
You're breaking up so bad I can't even hear you right now. So I guess we'll have to bring Neil in. Neil on line 4. Neil, are you with us?
Yes, James. How are you?
Hey, welcome to the show, Neil.
Hey, great. I'm calling from the Chicago area, and I had to call in because the previous caller was calling from Chicago area is not giving you accurate information. I document the geoengineering frequently. It's been happening for the last several years. It's been less blatant in the last, I'd say, few months, and people just need to know what to look for. I think they're being a little more covert about it.
Yeah,
they'll try to like spray behind the cumulus clouds, and what you really need to look for is they're not doing the like the horizon to horizon trails like you know, the typical ones you see. You kind of have to look for the hue of the sky. If you see sort of like that whitish tone in the sky, you know they're doing it, and sometimes they're doing it at night. But just yesterday, the 16th, I documented some pretty obvious trails. So I'm in the south suburbs of Chicago. It's happening. They're not stopping. Has a lot to do with manipulating the jet stream and all the other good, fun things they're doing. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
I don't know if you've heard, but they supposedly have a new batch of chemtrails, and it's like a lot of nano particles that you can't even see anymore. So they could still be spraying, but you wouldn't even know that they're hitting you with, or because it's a whole different batch, you know, and it's not as easily discernible.
That's right. And and Dane Wigginton over at geoengineeringwatch.org, I should say. He tells that even the short bright trails that dissipate kind of quickly are probably in most cases that's, you know, aerosol spraying as well. So
yeah,
a lot of people think they don't think that's anything, but it is. I think they changed up their mixtures, like you're saying. So depending on weather conditions and whatnot, they'll do different concoctions.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, well, thanks for keeping an eye on that for us. And you know, I had a feeling when I was hearing that it just didn't feel right, you know. And so I'm really glad you called up and verified that.
Yeah, I've got plenty of pictures too. If you ever want to see any, so.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take your word for it. I mean, I have no doubt anymore whatsoever.
Great. Thanks, James, for everything you do.
All right, thanks for calling in. We've got one more. I think we've got Bob on line one, and after this we've got to cut it off because we've hit the end of the hour. But real quick, Bob, what have you got for us?
Hey, we've had a lot of chemtrails in the Lake Shasta area, and my wife is really concerned about, as you are. But one of the things that we have found through our research, and I'm sure you've heard of it too, is the Gish doing his foundation work and some methods for clearing your system and protecting yourself from all this crap that they put in the sky and in our food and that type of thing. So that's something for everybody to check out.
All right. Yeah, it's Keshe Foundation, right? It's K-E-S-H-E, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of new stuff coming out. He's got all kinds of plasma healing technology and motors and fuelless energy technology. So, yeah, definitely check out the Keshe Foundation and see what's happening there. But anyway, hey, thanks for calling in, Bob. We're out of time, unfortunately, and we're going to have to sign off here. So anyway, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and take care of yourselves, and watch the skies. A lot going on, and stay in the heart. Anyway, good night.